Have you heard that?
I really think this would be the skirt here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another name for that, but I can't think of it. It's been a long time since I've owned a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
What is that coming down?
Oh, that's another stirrup from another saddle, actually. That's
oh, okay.
I cut
that's
this
from a polo saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family, my dad and his brothers played polo at the ranch. We had a polo field. That's one thing that Mr. Tommy Lee Jones liked about my ranch.
Was it you had polo?
Well, we had a polo field, and you know, it's still, he could make it into a polo field. All it takes is a lot of money.
Right.
Which he has.
Which he has.
But like, it's been 80 years since it was really a polo field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All it needs is water. What they used to rope horses with on the ranch is a...
We just called it a horse rope. Some people call it a lasso.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing you used to rope cows and calves with?
No. No, you use a different kind of a rawhide rope. Something that's a lot stronger.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Out in your backyard, you might wheel dirt around with a...
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And a bag made out of a coarse, fibrous material is called what?
I don't know.
It's one of those really big bags that, like, kids can hop around in for games, you know, they can do it.
Oh, a tote sack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said carry things in. I thought, well... You know, the feed used to come in a tote sack, but they don't make tote sacks anymore. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
They put feed in their bags, but I don't know where you can buy a tote sack anymore.
What kind of feed came in?
Well, cow feed, horse feed, the little blockettes that you feed cattle and horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they had that kind of string that you find on... on the hem of your dress, you know, you pick one little thing and it all comes out.
It comes out, yeah.
Yeah. Those are the modern feed sacks.
Uh-huh. Okay. A boat with oars.
Canoe.
Okay. And a lion tamer uses a...
whip.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for whip? Or other types of whips? Might have different names.
No, we call them whip, and we quirt.
For riding?
Yes, whip, the
yeah.
Short one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not the lion, well, the lion tamer might use it for a close-up, but I don't know what much about
right.
Lions.
Oh, that's right. They do
or,
have those short whips.
Short ones, mm-hmm. So yeah, it would be a quirt.
Okay. And something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
Whetstone.
Okay, how about something larger to sharpen an axe?
Grinder.
Okay. Have you ever seen an X frame that's used to saw, to lay a log across, to saw a log in half? It's like two X's connected.
Yeah. I can't think of what that would be.
Or maybe an A frame that they use in carpentry, where you could lay a board flat across the crossbars of the A's.
Hmm. Well, my mind's not thinking today. I don't know. I can't think of that, what that would be.
Okay.
An angle?
Yeah,
my husband had a steel one that's like that. Now that's to measure with. I can't think of that.
Okay.
Can you tell me what you... You can't. That's not allowed.
Well, I can tell you what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know about that A-frame because I've never seen one, but the X-frame, we always call that a sawhorse. Or sawbuck.
Well, that's not the kind of sawhorses that we have.